producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning to the What's On Your Mind listening audience. What's on your mind this morning? That's the question that we ask you every morning right around this time. What's on my mind? First of all, the first thing that's on my mind is that it is a beautiful day out. I mean, it is a phenomenal, phenomenal day here in sunny Southside Fargo. And from what I can see, most of North Dakota is in pretty good standing weather-wise. So that's the first thing that's on my mind. There you go. A couple of other things, though. In the news, well, yesterday, I find myself kind of, and this is kind of a comical thing that I was thinking about, and whatever's on your mind, feel free to call in 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air. One thing that I saw yesterday, I don't know if you've heard of this new experimental treatment for the Ebola virus. Now, when I first heard about this treatment, I said, wow, that's pretty awesome. And then I started thinking about, you know, tobacco and this big push against big tobacco and that sort of thing. You know, right in, here in North Dakota, we have the Breathe ND thing, you know, and everybody, to me, it just seems to be beating up on big tobacco. But then you hear a story about, and we're all familiar with the whole Ebola breakout. It has already killed like 800 folks over there in Liberia, over there in Africa. And so it is a pretty big deal. And with Ebola, it's not like, you know, you can get it and you're strong and you're healthy, you fight it and you know, you get over and on the other side, you're stronger for it. And with Ebola, it's a pretty, it's like a 90-some-odd% certain that you're not going to make it out alive. So yesterday, you know, I'm trolling through the those stories about Ebola and this and that, and I find out that some rapid growing tobacco is being used to create the antibody, and they're cloned antibiotics to fight Ebola. And it significantly raises your chances to survive Ebola. I thought that was great. And then you look at the source. It's tobacco. So evil tobacco. And it is not just with the Ebola virus that this rapidly growing tobacco and the cloned antibodies that are within this rapidly growing tobacco. It's not strictly for Ebola. They've been able to make antibiotics using this tobacco for cancer, for HIV, for a host of other diseases. And I'm like, wow, that is pretty cool. That is pretty good. But I wonder how the folks that are, you know, on that bandwagon that demonizes tobacco, I wonder how they're going to take that news. And I thought that was a funny aside. Let me know what you think about that. 855-217-76. Just tell me what's on your mind by hitting extension 2 and coming live on air. beautiful weather here in Fargo, 57 degrees. It's 61 out there in Tioga, 63 in Bismarck, and Grand Forks is 55. And in Minot, North Dakota, home of Carol Port, Rob Port's mom, who is an awesome, awesome lady. I hope you're listening now. That's my shout out to Carol. She is an awesome lady. It says prayers every night that, you know, just warms my heart. But out there in Minot, it is 61 degrees. So beautiful weather all the way around. There you go. And while we're on, and I'm not going to take us down a, you know, disease-ridden first hour of what's on your mind, but I think that it is important to note that the first West Nile case of West Nile virus has been confirmed here in North Dakota. So something to think about, something that should be on your mind, especially when we're talking about vector control and being outside because the weather is so nice and doing things that will protect you from those mosquito bites, because we do have a confirmed case of West Nile virus. And now I'm going to leave that alone, because you don't want to start your morning off thinking about Ebola and a West Nile virus. So we're going to move past that for right now. Anyway, the first hour is of What's On Your Mind is brought to you courtesy of me, your humble host of the Common Sense Club. But I'm sitting in for the first hour for Scott Hannon, who will take back the mic in hours two and three, along with Todd Mitchell. So nothing else has changed. He will be sitting behind this mic asking you the same question that I'm asking. What's on your mind this morning? Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Collum, news of the day from the left and the right. That's coming up in the very next segment. So stay tuned for that. Always love getting the Golden Girls' points of view on various issues. Also at 9:10, John Miller, Group Vice President for Agricultural Commodities at BNSF Railway, discusses the problem in getting grain shipped across North Dakota and how they're going to solve it. I know there's a lot of folks that are upset about that. You know, there's a bunch of animus because, you know, you have this area is really big in ag. And now we have the red-headed stepchild, the Bakken, you know, and they're kind of, you know, capitalizing the rail system here, and a lot of the farmers out there, there's a little bit of animus, a little bit, and it's understandable. So John Miller is going to talk a little bit about, you know, how they're going to solve the problem of getting grain shipped across North Dakota. And I think that's going to be a really good discussion. Stay tuned for that. That's at 9:10. Then we at 9:30, Patrick O'Meara, the new University of Mary Chief Investment Officer. And they're going to be talking about their strategic partnership with O'Meara Ferguson. So stay tuned for that. I had the IT director for the University of Mary on yesterday on my show on the Common Sense Club, talking a little bit about, you know, the IT field and what they offer over there at the University of Mary. I think they have some really great courses over there. Cannot wait for University of Mary to be a CompTIA certified testing site. That will be exciting, and I think it'll draw a lot more folks over there. And a couple of things that I like about the University of Mary is it gives you a small town feel college, but they offer a ton of incentives for going there. So I would definitely, definitely encourage you, if you're listening, if you have youngsters that are going to be going to college or thinking about going to college in the coming years, it's never too early. It's never too early to plan for that. So I would encourage you to listen when Patrick is on. You know, go over to the University of Mary website. Check out all of the courses that they offer over there. I really, really encourage the young folks that are thinking about getting into the IT field to definitely check out the University of Mary's IT department. And absolutely, I think that you are well served with that with that program that they have going on over there. And at 10 o'clock, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for his weekly talk radio town hall, taking our questions and our comments, and we'll discuss the border bill, the failure to pass this border bill, and the House voting to sue President Obama. We're also going to talk a little bit with him about Ebola and Israel and what's going on over there. So that's the way the show sets up today. And I want to say I love this audience. Yesterday I had a toothache, and I said on air, you know, good gravy, I have this toothache, and that music means that we're close to the time. We're out of break. I mean, we're out of time for this segment. But stay tuned. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, the Golden Girls, right after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August, and that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Francis. After yesterday's primary, you want to tell me again how strong and working the Tea Party is? Thank you.
Oh, good gravy. I think that's my buddy Larry. And I'll address that. I will address that. But right now, I want to – we have this segment of What's on Your Mind. With Blanquita Column. I forgot that Ellen is not with us now, this week anyway. And that's fine. So I want to welcome, Blanquita Column to What's on Your Mind and ask her, after hearing that voicemail, what's on your mind when you're thinking about the Tea Party movement? Have we lost our spunk, our flair, our fire? Have we lost our ability to affect change in the political arena, Blanquita? Hey, Blank.
You hear me?
Hello? I hear you now. Yes.
Great. I said, I don't believe we have lost our ability to affect change, but I think that, when you ask people about their member of Congress, whether it's a senator or a House member, because, you know, Congress has held in high disdain. Except for my guy. My guy's a good guy. I like our guy. But the thing of it is, I think that people are pretty beleaguered right now. And the big movement will be before the presidential election. And right now, it's kind of like, well, nothing's going to happen really until we get this guy out of office. So I don't want to chastise the Tea Party. I don't want to chastise anybody that's getting together and trying to get people to turn out to the polls. And really and truly, I really hate labels. I know a lot of Tea Party people. I'm not quote a Tea Party person, but I think that people that are motivated to try to make change for the good shouldn't be labeled. They should be encouraged. And frankly, it holds these members who are in office currently, their feet to the fire, to do a little better job.
Right. And see, that's where that's the camp that I'm in. As long as there's a Tea Party out there, we'll have a Republicans trying to do their level best to, not so much placate, but they know that the Tea Party, whenever they vote unconservatively or not in the best interest of our country, we will hold their feet to the fire, and I think that's a good thing. And it doesn't matter, in my opinion. Well, I would like to win a lot more primaries, but I don't think that's the primary focus of the Tea Party. I think the Tea Party holds our elected representatives accountable for their actions and sheds light on them when they're acting in a way that does not represent their constituency. So I guess that's where I am.
You can make your own checklist. What do you want your candidate to accomplish? Okay, you want them to stand up when a guy like General Haynes has been killed? Do you want them to make a difference in the border? Do you want them to make a difference for the military? Do you want them to make a difference for jobs and the economy? Make your own checklist. You don't have to be a Tea Party to get your neighbors, your friends, your senior citizens, the people that you know are maybe having trouble to get to the polls. Get your own group of people together to the polls. I mean, the Tea Party is just a particular movement that has gotten people interested in certain points of political importance to them, but you can make your own. I mean, it doesn't have to have a label. Just get people to the polls and vote. If you really care about what's going on, vote in primaries and vote at the general election.
Absolutely. Tea Party is a state of mind. It's not so much a party, it is a state of mind bringing political awareness to the folks and getting them activated. And that's my 2 cent worth. And there you go. Thank you for weighing in on that, Blanquita. Something that I've seen, and I don't know how much stock to put into this. I don't know where I am right now. So I want to get your opinion on this. Have you heard about, I know you've heard about the Ebola outbreak over there in Liberia, and even here in America. Now, I was under the impression that we had two folks from America that were infected with the Ebola virus. But I am hearing that it could be as many as 6 people that have been tested. And there are a lot of folks out there that believe that our government is suppressing that info. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I've read about it. And then allegedly there are six people that have been tested. But, you know, one guy that went in to get tested wasn't certainly ill. I mean, he was ill, but he didn't have Ebola. I think we can't panic. And, you know, I think that you have British Airlines that have made a decision that they're not going to be going to Liberia and Nigeria and taking passengers right now during this crisis. I think we have to make better decisions about how we're going to deal with the people getting on planes from places that potentially might warrant a threat. But honestly, I don't believe we should panic. And I think we should, you know, keep calm and carry on, as the Brits say, and try not to get overly upset about this.
And with me, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this story. And it seems to me like it is the opening of a really scary science fiction movie. You know, it's like this is the start of zombies, you know, infecting America or something like that. I don't believe that we should be overly we shouldn't be overly concerned. I think we should be concerned. But I also believe that if there's anywhere that's going to find a cure for Ebola, I think it will absolutely be America. So if these folks,
I mean, you know, European medicine too. I mean, we have to give a tip of the hat to other people that have contributed. I mean, we're not just complete isolated on some of the medicines that have been created and improved by other countries. The bottom line is to get rid of it. You know, the main, and honestly, you know, you can live your life right now looking at zombie movies. You can look at people that talk about the end of the world. You can get people that are looking at signs for the apocalypse, whatever. What my point of view, and I say a lot on this program, if you don't want the end of the world and the apocalypse to come, then get out, make a difference, and don't sit on the sidelines, go and try to improve the world.
Absolutely.
In your own world, try to make it better. In your own world, get out and vote. If you believe in the vets, help the vets. If you believe in better medicine, try to support better medicine. But don't sit on the sideline and be a pacifist that is sitting there and get nervous about it. And I know you're not, but a lot of people are.
Oh, I know. There's folks that they're running scared at the first sign of anything untoward. But, yeah, you got to think it through. And then if you want to affect change, the best way to do that is activate yourself. Get out there and be the and at the risk of sounding Obama-ish, be the change you want to see. There you go.
Make sure that if you don't like something in someone else, then don't be that way yourself. If you don't like people that are rude, don't be rude. If you don't like people who don't help the military, you help the military. You set the example. Whatever you don't like, you fix in yourself and make it better for somebody else.
Absolutely. Blanquita, see, that's why I love having you on. That you are chock full of common sense. Thank you for coming on What's On Your Mind and giving us your point of view. And we'll be right back after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big! big.
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back. Always love getting that, getting Blanquita's point of view, because she's a commonsensical type of gal, and she brings me back away from the brink. I am your host, your guest host, Leon Francis, sitting in for the big man, Scott Hannon, for this first hour. Now, hour two and three, he'll be right behind this mic, and he and Todd Mitchell will, you know, tag team on the whole What's On Your Mind show, and they have a really good show for you today. As always, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for his weekly talk radio town hall, asking your questions, taking your questions and your comments, and a couple of things that they're going to discuss with Kevin Cramer is, you know, the border bill and its failure to pass, the House voting to sue President Obama, Ebola, Blanquita and I were talking about just a bit ago, and Israel, and that whole, the state of turmoil that area of the country seems to never shake out of. They can never shake what's going on over there, in my opinion. And this is only my opinion, until Hamas, or as Mark Levin would dub them, the Hamas holes over there, are completely eradicated. And I'm not talking about the Palestinians. I'm talking about Hamas. Those guys, they need to go, because as long as you have those guys over there and they're stoking the fires, and some of the pictures and the videos that I've seen, as long as those guys are over there and they're willing to use women and children in order to kill women and children in Israel, as long as they have no regard for the sanctity of life, Israel will always be under attack, and we'll just have these vicious cycles that go on and on and on. My own opinion is they should go in there and pull them out by the roots. Not care what the world thinks of them. They need to survive. And to survive, I think that those guys, Hamas, the Hamas holes, need to be completely exterminated. They're like rats over there, in my humble. And again, not talking about the Palestinian people. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Hamas, that terrorist organization, period. So, There you go. And that's my rant for the morning. I was tentative about even speaking about that because, man, it gets me upset. Israel just gets demonized in the media for doing nothing more than protecting itself from terrorists. Nothing that we wouldn't do ourselves. And again, I'm right back down that rabbit hole. I do want to say one thing. We tend to blame Israel for, like, if there's a school over there or a mosque or a hospital and they're firing rockets from those places or they're militants in those places, Israel will drop flyers, will drop leaflets, will do everything in their power. Everything in their power to try to mitigate the fallout, the casualties, the civilian casualties, collateral damage, if you will. I don't believe that they intentionally go out and bomb. I mean, they know what the PR is going to be on this. If they go in and they bomb a place and it has kids or old people, elderly people or women in there, they know what the political fallout will be. The world is waiting with bated breath just to lambaste Israel. So I believe they take as much precaution as they possibly can, especially in the difficult situation that they find themselves embroiled in. And it's a darned if you do, darned if you don't type scenario. I think they should protect themselves. And I think that what they should do is just take a callous approach at the way the world sees them and protect themselves first and then do damage control later. And that's just my 2 cents worth there. So Larry in Fargo, man, and I just know you're going to rake me over the coals. Hang on. Let me prepare for this. Larry, what's on your mind, buddy?
Number one. Somebody from Israel once said there will never be peace in the Middle East until the Muslims love their children more than they hate the Jews.
Yep, gold in my ear said that. Yep.
Okay, it was gold. Okay. And second, the only evidence I see that the Tea Party's alive is the 2, 3, or 4 emails I get daily begging for money.
Oh, good gravy. Larry.
I see no, they've done nothing in this neck of the woods. The last election cycle, they did nothing.
So what would you like to see? Tell me, what would you like to see from the Tea Party?
I'd like to see something going on.
So when the Tea Party is out there and they're
there hasn't been a Tea Party rally in better than 2 years.
Oh, so you believe that we should have rallies to be visible, and that's the way we are effective? I don't believe
well,
so.
If nobody knows you're alive, you aren't very effective then.
The thing is, the Tea Party, and I just want to say, I was the president of the North Dakota Tea Party caucus. I am no longer, but, and that's the same way with a lot of our Tea Party groups. We break off and do other things to help affect change. A Tea Party guy, and my heart beats a tea, as a matter of fact. But I'm also involved in Measure One. I'm also involved in a host of other areas. I'm helping other candidates, people that I think are a lot more Tea Party in nature than, you know, Rhino or establishment or anything. I'm out there. I'm actively doing my part. And I know that there are tons of other Tea Party folks across North Dakota that are doing the same thing. We don't have to have pep rallies to be effective. And we also, like the email list that I have and that I am a part of, they don't say Tea Party. They say, hey, this is what we need, and, you know, we know the like-minded folks out there that are going to help us and assist us in our endeavors, and that's the way we're moving forward. I don't think we have to have pep rallies to be effective. We affect change by what we actually do.
And how's that working out for you?
I think it's working out great. We got all the signatures we needed for Measure One. We got all of the signatures that we needed for Start School After Labor Day, for a host of different
government telling schools what they have to do.
What's that?
More nanny government, big government telling
absolutely
what
not.
They have to do.
This is the framework that we have to work within, Larry. What would you have us do? Have the folks out there just say, well, I'm just not sending my kid to school till after Labor Day, so there you go.
Schools decide.
Let the schools decide. What about the parents?
Any big government.
So those the guys and gals that signed the petition, they have no say in that.
They can go to their local school board. You don't need big government. Jack Dalrymple, Baszler saying you cannot start till this date, but then you have to go to school through the middle of June.
So how has going to DPI helped us in other areas? You know, parents going to those meetings and that. We have spoke in a resounding voice, no to Common Core. How is that working out for us, Larry?
They're not very good, but
that's what I mean.
Who is going to determine when school starts? The government in Bismarck or the local people?
I know.
If there was a human cry in town for school to start after Labor Day, it would start after Labor Day.
Well, there is.
Also,
they
I don't
have
like
the...
watching football games in the snow or soccer games in the snow.
Okay, good point. But Larry, answer me this. Do you think we have too many measures on the ballot now? Do you think there's a problem with that system?
No, nothing wrong with it.
Okay. No, but you're saying that it's more big nanny, and I'm getting a feeling
that's what you're asking for. You're asking for the state to dictate when school starts.
So the people will decide it, though.
What percentage of the people vote?
What percentage? Larry, I don't know how to help you. Is it our fault that we have low voter turnout? We're doing what we can within the framework that we have to affect change.
I'm beginning to think, why bother voting? The Fosters are going to win in the end.
I don't believe so. Don't take that attitude, Larry.
How come do we have Senator Al Franken?
Oh, good gravy. We're not going to go down that rabbit hole. It's because of low-information voters, man.
Mike Hyde can't get the necessary votes to be elected.
Larry. Where do they get the votes? They go to Chicago. They go through the morgue.
No, in North Dakota, there are five areas they go to.
What's that? This is going to be good. I know it. Larry, where's the five areas they go to?
Standing Rock, Turtle Mountain, Fort Cotton, Fort Berthold, and Sisseton Wahpeton.
Low information voters who are easily placated with subsidies and promises. I get it, man. But again, I disagree with you on the effectiveness of the Tea Party. I disagree with
How did they do in the primaries yesterday? Did they win any?
That is not the measure of the progress of the Tea Party or the success of the Tea Party. That is only one area that you're looking at, Larry. We will talk about this later on off air. There are tons of things that Tea Party folks are involved in that are actually affecting change out there. It doesn't running a candidate against an incumbent is only one facet of that. We're trying to affect change at the legislative level. We're trying to affect change, you know, out there in the community with these ballot measures. We are actively out there attempting to wake the people up to see what's going on, and I think that's where we affect the most change. Thanks, Larry, for your opinions as always, and we'll be right back with more What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains fucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Mike, it's from Minot. I agree with Larry, the last caller here. It is up to your local school board to decide when school's going to start, not just a blanket thing from Bismarck or Kristen Baszler. At our school, we decided when we're going to start school. We had a vote. We asked the teachers and got input from the parents, and then we decide when school's going to start. And that's how it should be.
Good point. Good point. And, again, you know, different folks take different measures to affect change. And if that's the way that, your town, chose or the folks in that school district chose to handle that. That's great. But these folks with Start School after Labor Day, this is the way that they felt was the best way to affect the change that they wanted. And I don't fault them. Maybe that's a debate that we need to have. And the folks will go to the polls, and the polls will dictate whether or not they were correct and most North Dakotans want this or not. You still have a choice. I mean, you can vote on the measure. So there you go. I see it a little differently. But then again, maybe we should reach out to some of the folks over there at Start School after Labor Day, get them on and get their point of view. I think that what they're doing is, you know, what they feel they need to do to affect the change that they want to see. And that's where I'm at on that. I don't see anything wrong with that. So I think I might reach out to those guys and see if I can get someone on my show, The Common Sense Club, later on, or maybe Scott and Todd could probably do the same. And yeah, we'll have that discussion. I mean, it is a discussion. It's not a one-size-fits-all type a deal. Different strokes for different folks. There you go. One last thing that I want to bring up, and there's a ton of stuff. I have a stack of stuff that, you know, it's nuts. But something that I just saw now, and this is something I speak extensively about on my show, The Common Sense Club, 2 to 5, on this station, right here, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 out in Tioga. but we've had the debate about the minimum wage, and it seems like at least once a week we have someone on a caller or in some way this issue comes up. Well, there's an restaurant. It's called the Oasis Cafe in Stillwater, Minnesota. Now, they are charging a minimum wage fee. I'm looking at a receipt right now from someone, and this was from yesterday, I believe. This was from a couple of days ago. You have a minimum wage fee of 35 cents. And right here it says, like right on the receipt, it says minimum wage fee is a charge to offset a state increase of minimum wage for tipped employees. I definitely want to have a conversation about that. And we will probably do that on my show on the Common Sense Club. But if you have a comment about that, how do you feel about that? And this is something that I've always said. If you're going to force these employers to pay a wage that they, in their business model, they have, you know, the cost of food, cost of transportation, cost of this, cost of that, and they also factor into the price of the your meal the cost of the labor. And so they pay what they think that labor is worth to them and still be profitable and that sort of thing. There's a matrix there. They don't just arbitrarily say, well, we're going to pay you this amount of money because, you know, that's it. But I have always said if the minimum wage is increased artificially by, you know, the state, then the restaurants are not going to eat that cost. That cost will be offset by higher cost of services for you. So it's not like, you know, if they set a minimum wage, it kind of avoids itself out because prices will go up and your buck still won't go as far as the minimum wage increase will have you believe it will. You might have a couple of extra cents, a couple of extra dollars in your pocket, but they won't go as far because no one's going to eat that cost, and this is proof of that. And I got this story from blog City Pages. And if you type in a minimum wage fee, it should pop up right there. But right on the and it'll show you the receipt here. It says right there, you know, minimum wage fee is a charge to offset a state increase of a minimum wage for tipped employees. How do you feel about that? 855-217-76 extension 2, and feel free to carry on this conversation with Scott and Todd. I think that they'll get a kick out of that, seriously. And make sure you tune in to my show, the Common Sense Club, 2 to 5, right here on the Flag. And the Oasis Cafe has really good food. But now you're going to pay a little bit more because of the nanny state. There you go. What's on your mind? We'll be right back with Scott and Todd and their great host. I mean, their great guest for the rest of the show. Stay tuned and have a great morning.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.